Hi, my name is Mavintu. I will be talking about crossing boundaries.
My name is Ansu Fufana, and I was born in Liberia, Sakapie, Nimba County. The reason I'm trying to explain this little bit history about myself, just to get you're the youth that are coming up, you're the children that are coming up, so they can give you at least advice how to move on life, how to do things, because we are already past this stage and you are coming there. So that's what I'm trying to explain a little bit about my story to my niece. I was born in Sakapie. I was grew up there until the age of 9. When I reached to the age of 9, we were hearing about this revolution is coming to Liberia. They're trying to overthrow the president. The rebel trying to overthrow the president. So we were hearing a rumor that is coming, but we don't know when this war is coming. So one day, was in a school teaching. While they were teaching her, we heard a gun sound in the town. So everybody started running away, students, children, some people got missing. You don't even know where they go. But I was lucky because most of my friend was there. They couldn't make it. They couldn't make it at all. But I was lucky because of a girl, but she doesn't speak my tribe, because in Africa we had a tribe business. We all speak English. English is national language in the country, but we have a tribe too. Our tribe is Mandingo, and they get tribe is a Gil. So these two tribes, these are the ones that are killing each other. But this girl saved my life. I will never forget it. When they walk in, we all scatter from the school. So I can't go back to town because rebel are already captured the town, and where we are, we can't go to run from to the bush, but I don't know where I'm going. So this girl took me into the nearby village where she got her parents. And I spent like 3 months. I was there in this town. The girl was keeping me. But not knowing her people, she don't know that who am I. I'm on Mandingo, trap they call Mandingo. So she hiding me. When she cooked the food, she bring my food and gave it to me. And she will say, stay cool until we find a way to get you out of here. So one of her little brother that was there, he wanted to show me up one day. What he done, he went and tell the rebel commander that really, his sister keeping is one Mandingo guy, and he trying to talk about it, but his sister they don't want he to talk about it. So you guys come on right now, I'm gonna show you this guy. So when they came around, so they searched the house because his sister told me to hide myself. So I went and hide myself. The rebel came and checked the house and do everything, and they couldn't find me. After they couldn't find me, and then the rebel, their commander was speaking like, since he lied to us, he told her the guy is here and the guy is not here. So for that, we're going to kill him, a replacement of this guy, because he lied to her. He make her move from this town, for our quarter, all the way here for nothing. And that's not going to be for nothing. He's going to pay for this. So in the evening, they killed the boy, because the boy wanted to show me up. The rebel couldn't find me, and they killed him, the replacement of me. That showed me that they already came to kill me. But luckily, I was survivor.
So they killed her little brother?
Yeah, they killed her little brother. So after they killed her little brother, her parents got mad that she must do everything right now and get me out of this place before another brother died too. So for that reason, The girl, what the girl did, the girl came and told me, say, we got to do everything and get you out of here this evening. You can't sleep here tonight. If you sleep here, it's too dangerous. Because my mom, my parents, they are all mad because my brother is there.
You were very young, like, what age?
The boy?
You.
Or me? I was like, I was still in 9 because I only spent 3 months.
So you're still 9 years old?
Yeah, I was still 9 years old.
Because when all this happened?
What's that?
I said when all this happened.
When all this happened?
Yeah.
This happened in 1990. Yeah, the age of 1990. And I can't really remember the main date because I was young. The date it happened, the month, but it happened in the year of 1999.
So were the soldiers killing Oni Madingo?
Yeah, the soldier was there to kill the rebels, the government forces. The rebel soldier was there to kill the government forces. But there are other people having doing the war in the way of jealousy and hatredness. They hate us and hatredness. So whenever they got into any town, while the other people fighting the government forces, they going around the town killing Madingo people because they have grudge and hatredness for Madingo people. And nobody talk about it because they say it's war. Anything happening is the victim of the war.
Wait, so the bigger war was the government forces?
Yeah, the bigger wars was between government forces and rebel forces.
Okay.
But there was a jealousy under this, jealousy and hatredness.
Other tribes.
Other tribes. The tribes then started killing each other. I mean, make it terrible other way. Even though it's not reached to that terrible. That's how it was, you know. So this girl tried to, like I was saying, she told me she knew rule. Yeah, so another village ran near our place. Yeah, so government forces were taking control in that place. But it's like a 25 miles from the girl village and to go where the government forces taking place. So I have to walk like almost 2 days. I was walking.
You were alone or she was
no,
with
she
you?
Walked with me like 1 or 2, 3 miles. And then she showed me.
Oh, so you wrote the direction?
Yeah, I wrote the direction. Exactly. So I started going there. When I get to the town, it happened like around in the evening time. Government forces too captured me. They tied me. They tied my 2 hands on my back. And then they were asking me, where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? I was like, no, I'm a civilian. I'm a student walking to our village. I was hiding in a bush. And I heard that you government forces taking over this place. So I ran to y'all to save my life. That's why I'm here. And the other guy was like, no, don't tie him. We don't trust him. He might be the rebel. He might be one of the rebel.
So government forces are helping the country out?
Mm-hmm. They was helping the country out. They were helping the civilian. Yeah, yeah, for real. Whenever you border with them, they help you. Okay. But they can't fit they don't face the rebel forces. Rebel forces was too powerful.
Okay.
So whenever the government forces heard that they coming and they run away. Before the rebel get there, they was gone because they don't have a weapon to wait for them. So when I get the other guy was saying like, we killed the man. Let kill him. He's a rebel. I was like, no, please, I'm not rebel. Please don't kill me. So luckily, we keep government forces brought me to Monrovia, the city of the town. We was there until I formed my own because I was in the age of 16. Once I reached 16, I formed my own group because I don't want to form in nobody group or not nobody group or nobody order. I don't want nobody tell me do this, do this. It was very desperate. We was hungry, no food. We can't get food to eat. We need to go fishing. You have no time to go fishing because you're trying to go look for food. If rebels see you, they kill you. So people used to stay in the house, starve to death. Nobody there to even give me food, anything. So that's how we grew. I grew all the young boys that was in my community. I grew them. There was like 17 people. I would group them, and I was their commander.
Were you ordering all of them?
Mm-hmm, I was ordering all of them. So only one like was younger. There was equal. One was there, me and him were equal.
So you're both for 17, whatever, so
you're yeah, while the other one there was low, you know? So I formed a group. What we used to do at night, we used to set ambush for the, you know, some rubber group. They were separate from the other group. When we see them, they are not numbers. They are like a 5 or 6 people. We jump on them. We beat them up, take their guns and stuff. So we're doing that until we get more guns. So we form our group. We used to go look for food. Because we know city. We was grew up there, everything. We know everything. So we used to take the bypass, what rubble don't know, and go get the food. So one time we went out to go and get the food. It took us weeks. We were out there. We can't find food. You see, some of our boys then was almost starved to death. But we call it in Africa opium. But in America here, they call it weed.
We
used to fear with weed. Because
so
no food.
Smoke weed a lot.
Mm-hmm. We used to smoke weed a lot. Cook it, eat it on the food. You know, cook the rice, make the weed with a so-so soup. And eat food with it. Sometimes
so you
no
mix
rice.
Weed up with food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We used to do that to stay alive. And sometimes if you do it like that, it will take you like almost a week. They stay working on you.
Uh-huh.
Because why eating it like that is different from smoking it. While you're eating it, it's going straight into your system. So we used to survive on weed until we get food. One of my boys then, I used to call him Mano Guevas. That was his name. He said, my own boy, no good ever shot me on my legs.
So he the one that shoot you?
Mm-hmm. This boy here, he never advised me on good one day. Anytime we catch somebody that looks suspicious, if I ask him, no good advice, what do you want me to do with this guy, man? She love just killing me, that's all.
he just want to kill all the time.
He just want to kill everybody. He don't want nobody to live. So I call him no good advice.
Oh.
He never gave nobody good advice.
Because he's trying to survive too.
Mm-hmm. That's just like that. So after we got the rest, so he was happy. He was jumping up the hill. And I don't know, whatever he did, he just shoot. I thought I'm not going to walk again. It was not scary. But after the doctor removed the boot on my feet, when I saw my feet split into two, bleeding that way, the whole thing was so scary. I said, oh, I'm not going to walk again, ever. I will never walk again. The boys were there, no, she cool down. You're going to walk. You don't have to talk like that. So the people put money together and call, because at that time, no ambulances, war is going on, everything. But the control side they were having, that can lead you to Guinea, another neighboring country they call Guinea. There's no war there. So they took me back to Guinea. I went to the hospital. After the 6 months, and then I was released from there, it was like a new life begin to me. Because after that, I didn't involve myself in gun violence anymore. And I pray for my friends that died. Every day I pray for them. So.
After hearing about my uncle's story, I had realized that there were things about him that I didn't know. At a young age, my uncle learned and did things that he wasn't supposed to do, all in the name of trying to survive. He said killing was something he never had in mind, but because of the situation he was in, he had to do it. Also said he still has nightmares about the war, and smoking cigarette was something he had picked up during the war, and now the habit is stuck with him. He still talk about the girl who had helped him out, even though her brother was killed because of him. The crazy thing about it was she didn't even know him. My uncle said most people in the world wouldn't do that for anybody. Talking about this was very hard for my uncle because it was the first time he had ever talked about it ever since the war. And I hope you enjoyed it.